You're listening to episode 18 of the Now What podcast.
You're listening to the Now What podcast, a podcast for women healing from loss that will provide you with practical ways to overcome challenges you are facing as you navigate the aftermath of loss. If you're ready to get unstuck and move forward with confidence on your journey, then this is the podcast for you. It is possible to start loving the life you're living after loss, and here is your guide, host, certified life coach, and widowed mom, Erin Henty.
Hey there, and thanks for listening to another episode of the podcast. My name is Erin Henty, and I'm truly honored that you chose to join me today. Whether this is your first time joining or not, I know you'll gain tips, tools, and hear inspirational stories from others on a similar journey that will support you on the road ahead. Today's episode, I've created just for your support system out there in the world. So if you're listening to this as the griever, I am going to provide four simple steps that your loved one can use to support you on this journey. So be sure to click share with them so they can listen to this episode today. And I'd also love to know what resonated with you and if there's anything that you would add for this episode. So be sure to click the link in the show notes below and share your feedback for this episode. A few reminders for those of you out there supporting your grieving loved one. I want you to start by just eliminating any expectations of the griever that you may have and throw them out the window because they've already been through so much. And there is no timeline when it comes to grief, and no one griever processes things exactly the same. The second reminder is never make assumptions. Assuming that the griever will get over it or move on at a certain point in time is not helpful. So we're going to eliminate those assumptions. And then the third reminder is stop the comparisons because everyone processes grief differently. And as I mentioned before, on their own timeline. If you've never truly grieved the loss of a loved one, then hopefully these four simple ways in which you can support others will not only help you deepen this relationship that you have, but in your own most critical time and need, you'll be able to communicate what you need most on your journey. So if you're listening to this and you want to share this episode with others so they know how they can better support you, please do that today. Last Friday, I actually had the pleasure of getting together with my Young Widow Connect group here in the Twin Cities. And there are a few widows in that group that just recently lost their significant others in the past year. I asked them what would be most helpful for them, and they gave me some really incredible advice. And it's something that I've seen over and over within my own grief process and what I needed, as well as others. The first way in which you can support your loved one is by being present, fully present. And in that, knowing that when you offer up, let me know what you need, or when you have time, call me, are very open-ended and you're putting something on that griever, another task list, another item on the to-dos that they don't have the capacity to take on at that time. I also like to remember actions speak louder than words. Show up in a way that you love others to show up for you because your loved one will appreciate the generosity because asking for your help feels nearly impossible. The second way in which you can support your loved one is to be specific, particularly when offering to do something for others. By offering up options versus those open-ended questions like what do you need or versus what do you want to do, telling them exactly how you can be there for them and what those options are that you're offering is so helpful. Like, I'm going to bring you toiletries. I was curious what brands you use is something I saw that came up in a recent Facebook community, which was a super helpful suggestion. And he told us what he had and what he didn't have and what he needed and what he liked for his family. Or you could ask, do you prefer Italian or Mexican food? Because I'm dropping off dinner tonight. Or would tonight or Friday night work better for dinner? Because I'm dropping it off for you. When spending time with your person, you want to offer up open-ended questions only when you're giving them the space to share things with you. Not if it's going to put something else on them or another to-do list item. Depending on your relationship with your loved one and the trust you've established may determine the types of questions you ask, but be sensitive to the fact that they aren't required to answer any of them if doing so isn't something they're ready to at the time. Simply ask some questions like, tell me what you loved most about your person, or how did that make you feel when you lost your loved one? The third way in which you can truly support your loved one is to be patient. As I mentioned in the reminders, there is no timeline. No two grievers experience grief the same. So move at the pace of your loved one. It's okay if they aren't ready to talk about certain things. It's okay if they aren't ready to be around other people. It's okay if they have intense emotions. And the most important thing you can do is give them time to share and listen. The fourth way in which you can support your loved one is by being understanding. Many times we don't know what grievers are going through day to day. So coming from a place of understanding and by being open to plans changing is extremely important. I should also add, be flexible. As I tell my kids, what they decide typically has nothing to do with you, but coming from a place of understanding will allow you to identify what your loved one's biggest needs are in that moment. So maybe if their babysitter cancels last minute, you can offer a backup support or to get together at their house, which I do all the time. As you reflect back on the four ways in which you can support others through their grief, I want to remind you that showing up doesn't require an agenda. You don't have to know what to say or do during that time you have together. Also, don't have to fix or do anything for the griever if they don't need it. To help your loved ones move forward with their grief, showing up means these three simple things, which I cover in episode 9 of the podcast. The first, creating space for your loved one to share what they need, what's on their mind, what emotions are coming up with them, and being okay with not fixing it. Number two, gaining clarity around that what the griever needs. And then three, show up when you say you're going to show up by consistently showing up in the way you'd want others to show up for you. As you can likely imagine, your loved one has enough to think about right now. And so as you look for simple ways in which you can help your loved one through their grief, please come back to this episode and re-listen to those four ways that you can support them without doing anything. If I know you, I know that you're someone who cares deeply about your loved one. And so continuing to come from a place of understanding by giving them space and being patient and helping them identify what they need right now by the specific questions you're asking, you can be more present. You can deepen your relationship and give them time to process through all the emotional stuff that they need to right now. If that doesn't sound like something you can do, I can assure you, you can. As I mentioned earlier in the episode, actions speak louder than words. Show up, be present, and give them time, because they don't just need you now, they need you all throughout your journey. So I encourage you to use those three simple ways in which you can continue to show up for the griever as well by creating space, getting clear on how you can support them, and in what ways you can consistently show up and mean it. If you're interested in learning more about this process I went through today, and you have a loved one who is really needing additional support, I invite them to join a special 5-day Moving Through Grief with Confidence series kicking off August 1st. And during that limited series, they will connect with others on a similar journey through a private community. And for 5 days, I will guide them through how to apply this process to their life. And beyond this 5-day series, they will have an opportunity to receive ongoing mentoring and support as they continue the work they're doing on a consistent basis. Simply click the link to register in the show notes below. And if you've enjoyed this episode, please leave your feedback as well. It is such an honor to be on this journey with you today, and thank you for investing your time to be here and support your loved one through their grief. Until next time, I'm wishing you all the best.
If you've enjoyed today's podcast and want to design a life you truly love after loss, I invite you to join my Becoming You coaching program. It's a program for women healing from loss where I can personally help you get unstuck and moving forward with confidence. If you're asking yourself, what do I do now? Don't wait another minute to get started and go to www.erinhenty.com, linked in the show notes below, to schedule your free 30-minute breakthrough session today. I look forward to uncovering what's next for you on your journey.